20 quadrillion years. 20 quadrillion years. Now, what do you do?
Would that be a plethora?
What do you do with that? What do
years?
You do with 20 quadrillion years?
You think, you step back and you think, I am not all that important after all. Don't you think stargazing really is the most humbling thing ever?
Wow.
And don't we forget that living in the city?
Man.
We need to go out for a stargazing.
Yeah. There's a couple of those going on throughout the state here in not too long. So we're talking about water. We're talking about the fact that in 10 drops of water, there's more H2O molecules than there are stars in the galaxy, huh? But it's such a simple compound. Water, H2O. But yet the industry of water treatment complicates the thing so much. So we're going to have experts in at 10 o'clock, our friends from Water Treatment Technologies, Robin Pettijohn. What is Robin's quote that the reason he would never live in New Orleans is by the time the Mississippi River gets to New Orleans, the water's been recycled like six times or something?
I think it was eight.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross.
And I
think that's why New Orleans is not known for its water consumption.
Well, don't you think
it explains why they had to fly in all the water when Katrina hit? You don't want to drink anything there.
That's right.
Well, standing.
Robin Pettijohn will be in at 10, so we'll have to make sure and ask him what specifically that statistic is. But it just kind of sends shivers up your back, doesn't it? Ooh.
It just makes you realize how precious water really is, and you can't make it, you can't replace it. So we need to look for solutions, right?
So I'm thinking desalination would just be so simple and so easy. I mean, the power of the tides in so many ways. Sooner or later, someone's going to create a way to create electricity just with turbines in the sea bottom, just operating off the power of the tides. If you could harness the power of tides, you'd have everything solved forever.
Well, I did come across a really cool article this week talking about desalination plants in California.
They were thinking about putting one at Rocky Point and shipping and piping it to Phoenix. But then we're getting right back to the same point. It's at the end of the Colorado River. Is the end of the Colorado River any better than the end of the Mississippi River?
Probably.
Or are we getting
less people?
Or are we getting the same eight-time recycled water?
Well, I don't think, because where does it all start? You know, the Mississippi goes all the way up past Minnesota, or past Minneapolis, where Julia is now.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first things she said. It's so amazing when you go to antique shops how much stuff is from New Orleans that has just come up from the boats over the years.
Interesting.
So that distance traveled is a lot. And then the population along that river is, I mean, you've got, how many cities does that go through?
Yes,
and
but may I remind you that there was an E. coli breakout at Lake Powell not too many years ago from people using the beaches for what they need to do when they're camping. The water level went up, and there was actually dangerous levels of E. coli in the water.
That's a huge lake for that to affect that.
Yeah.
It's a huge lake.
Well.
I won't comment. I do remember being there one time at low tide, and you would go for a hike, and you're like, this is disgusting.
The human race can be a little disgusting.
Yeah. That houseboats come with toilets.
Yeah, but then you got to deal with it, I guess.
Oh, man.
Well, hey, let me tell you about this desalination plant in San Diego.
To tell his story about septic management at Lake Powell. Do you remember that one?
Yes, I do. Desalination.
The biggest one in the Western Hemisphere is due to be opened in 2016 in San Diego County.
Okay. And it would make sense to me.
50 million gallons of drinking water a day it's going to provide.
50 million?
Mm-hmm.
So, divide that by 400 real quick. How many households is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
You should ask me these questions beforehand.
Okay.
But anyway, and they have plans for 15 more between Los Angeles to San Francisco over the next couple of years. But the big controversies are it's very expensive.
Okay.
It's about twice as expensive as any other way
to
produce water.
You want to know what water's worth?
It's kind of priceless, right?
Yeah. Yes, I think so. You want to know what water's worth? You get stuck without any.
Well, some people. Well, the other thing is it can damage a lot of marine life in the process. So there's a lot of people who object to that, and their argument is, to be more conservative in how we use our water.
Well, that would certainly.
But in this article I read in the San Jose Mercury News, the statement was, "You can't conserve what you don't have."
Okay, all right.
So that's a pretty good point, don't you think?
I guess if you desalinate 50 million gallons, what did you say, 50 million gallons?
Mm-hmm, a day.
So you're creating a concentration of salt that has to go somewheres.
What do you do with that?
I don't know. Maybe that's part of the problem.
Well, they didn't mention it. But here's something that can go wrong.
Okay.
So back in 1980, they built one in Santa Barbara. It was a $34 million plant. So that's a long time ago. So that's a lot of money.
Okay.
4 months later,
yeah,
it rained. And it rained. And it rained, and they never used it again.
And that's in Santa Barbara built. It's like mothballed. Mm-hmm. They're not doing anything with it.
And the same thing happened in Australia. They spent $10 billion on six plants between 97 and 2009, and it rained.
And the drought broke.
And so what do you do with all that?
Wow.
Well, we do have some calls lined up. Fernando has a post-tension question. Shelly's got a question about a bathroom remodel. But Derek from Santan Valley, he's a wedding DJ. He called in and says, listen all the time. You wanted to know what people were up to. He's on his way to DJ an anniversary of the 70 years.
Hot dog.